Welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and how are you today? Well, as you know, we've got somebody in town, and it's Tom Cruise. Who do you think? You know, all over London, his posters are everywhere, at the bus stops. So I'm just going to read about an article on him. As I was saying, now, Mr. Cruise is here in London promoting his film, Top Gun Maverick. Now he was here for the film premiere, I think on Thursday, where he met, what's her name? The Duchess of Cambridge, and it's Prince William and the wife, that's what I know, Katie. So this is an article, this is from the Metro newspaper, from a man called Daniel Bins. So this is what the story says. This is what he written. Tom Cruise didn't seem to need a wingman as he chummed both the Duchess of Cambridge and his co-star Jennifer Connelly on the red carpet last night. Celebrating the return of Top Gun after a 36-year wait, Prince William and Kate were guests of honor at the Royal Film Performance. London. The Duchess, 40 years old, wearing a tight off-the-fitting shoulder number, appeared and delighted as she chatted with the Hollywood heartthrob, who took her hand as he guided her up the red carpet flight of stairs. His co-star in the film, Jennifer Connelly, 51 years old, had flown in only hours after attending another screen of Top Gun Maverick at the Cannes Film Festival. This one was held here at Leicester Square, which was transformed for the royal occasion, complete with a fighter jet like the one Cruise used playing Lieutenant Pete Maverick Mitchell in the film. What I'm trying to think is, did they actually bring a fighter plane to London? Landed it in Leicester Square to promote this film. Blimey. Okay, I'll just put the music up and keep my mouth shut.
Thank you.
Mr. Cruz claimed he and Prince William had something in common. They are both aviators. They both have helicopter licenses, so they both fly planes. And Mr. Cruz says that he likes England. The film was originally due to be released on July 2019, but was repeatedly pushed back due to the coronavirus pandemic. And this is the last episode. It says here, Top Gun Maverick is released in the UK on May 27th. There's actually a very nice photograph of Tom Cruise and Katie, new hairstyle. She's wearing a very nice light gown off the shoulders, dangling diamond earrings. And she must be 5'5", because Tom Cruise is 5'5". And she just is less, and her husband, William, just overtops her, you know, overtowers her. And then there's another photograph with Tom Cruise holding her hands as she's going up the steps to the, you know, to go and see the film, the Odeon, in the red carpet. And it's very nice looking. And this man, her husband, he's wearing a very nice tuxedo outfit suit. Hello and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and how are you today? Well, as I was saying about Tom Cruise and this film, Maverick, the posters of him all over the London buses. I mean, everywhere in England, you just walk down the street, you see photographs of Tom Cruise. It's got there, Top Gun, Maverick, Tom Cruise. And this is a picture of him in his aviation suit. You know, I used to do flying as well, and I just liked it when I go up in my plane. And I was doing flying in a Red Hill here in Surrey. So I was a trainee pilot, and it's just lovely. I would get on there inside the cockpit, get on my plane, put on my, you know, seat myself up. Not beat myself up, but put the belts on, put my, you know, my helmet on. You know, a lot of pilots have their aviator sunglasses, but I didn't get one. And, you know, we'll just get them then, switch on the plane, and ready for takeoff. And it was so nice. And you know what? The plane that I flew, I discovered that planes can fly up to, is it 7,000 feet? And you know these 737s, they fly up to altitude 30,000 feet. When I was on my plane, I was looking at both wings, and there would be, you know, seagulls. They actually are on the wings of both of your planes. So I'd be looking on the left side, right side, and I see birds perched on side the wings of the plane as I am, you know, cruising. I just put the music back on. Well, thanks anyway for listening to me. It's just a little article about Tom Cruise. You know, the posters of this man is everywhere, all over the city, everywhere. It's absolutely just wow. You know, it's Tom Cruise, hey? So anyway, how are you? It's very nice to hear from you. Very nice to know you're downloading. Ooh. Well, many thanks to listeners from New York, Pennsylvania, California, Texas, Wyoming, Virginia. Many thanks to so many of you. Many thanks to listeners from Germany, Sweden, Japan, India. Thanks a lot, you know, so much to know that so many of you listening, downloading, and much appreciated. May 16th, you know, it's the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. So, I'm going to do briefings, I'm going to bring up the briefings, talk about them, what's happened. It's been quite a while, and I've been looking at what's been happening in the court case. Oh, my goodness. It's 1 week of Amber Heard and everything about her. And do you know what's happened? It seems that she's lost all of her contract. She lost her L'Oreal contract. She lost her contract for her films. She was earning $1 million for her films, which is incredible. So she lost all that film work, so she's now earning $65,000 for independent films. Anyway, you're going to be hearing more about the case. It's this particular week that went by, it was 28 hours, 7 hours every day in that courtroom. Oh my goodness. Anyway, I'll just put the music up back up. Hello and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and how are you? And thanks so much for you to listening. Much appreciated. So I'm just going to talk about where LMS Radio is now, where we are available. We are available on Samsung, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, anything that's Google, on podium.com, Player FM. Under the name H Takeaway Plus. That's P-L-U-S. Thank you so much for downloading. Thank you so much for listening. It's much appreciated. Thanks very much. Thank you. Well, as I was saying, you know, I'm going to talk about the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case. It's very interesting. Yeah. As I said, it was 28 hours. It was 4 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 7 hours every single day. Blimey. I'll just put the music back up. For listening to LMS Radio. My name is Gina. Hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.